The psychiatric community officially recognized post-traumatic stress disorder as a mental illness more than 20 years ago. Military officials expect the war in Iraq to bring more cases. As NPR's Patricia Naimond reports, techniques to prevent PTSD have become more sophisticated and focused.
For the military, prevention of PTSD means training, training, training. For example, before heading to Iraq, troops took part in simulated battles, complete with loud noises, bright lights, bullets flying overhead, and long hours without sleep. That, along with better weapons and protective equipment, means today's troops are better prepared than ever. Even so, troops encounter incidents that may be more frightening than expected. Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Ritchie is a psychiatrist and director of mental health policy for the Department of Defense.
This has been a nasty conflict. It's been short, but certainly with the suicide bombers, with the enemy disguising themselves as civilians, with the bombings at the checkpoints, with the threat of chemical and biological warfare, with the viewing of dead bodies, all of those we know to be traumatic incidents. Same with friendly fire.
Troops are encouraged to talk to other members of their unit about fears and anxieties. Such discussions can help diminish problems that may later lead to PTSD.
We encourage the more senior members who have redeployed before to share the experiences with the more junior members, because to have a shrink standing up there and telling you about signs and symptoms of stress does not normally engage the troops. Well, if it's one of their own who can talk about what they experience, that can be very helpful.
The vast majority of people will recover. Psychiatrist Robert Ursano is with the Uniformed Services University.
The normal responses to a traumatic event can include some difficulty with sleeping, some intrusive thoughts, reminders of the event, and one might also experience some startle reaction, particularly those who have been in combat around loud noises.
But over weeks and certainly months, these symptoms should disappear. When they don't, Ursano says, early psychiatric interventions may help prevent chronic PTSD.
To ask the individual to describe what was their experience in the particular battle in which they felt most frightened. Often one would return to that discussion to find what particular elements in it were most disturbing and frightening to that person. It is an important part of that psychotherapy to restore accurate perceptions of one's environment, that one is again in a safe place, as well as to restore the sense that life can return to normal, although of course it will be changed, as is true for anyone who's been exposed to a traumatic event.
PTSD is not only psychological. There are physical changes that occur in the brain when people are exposed to trauma. Psychiatrist Dennis Charney is with the National Institutes of Mental Health. Charney says that increased levels of adrenaline and other hormones are released when people are under stress. He says that's good when you're in combat and want to be alert.
The problem with PTSD, it appears, is that once the danger is gone, that you're no longer in the stressful situation, that those very same systems that were adaptive when you were in danger are now maladaptive when you're no longer in danger. So you have the symptoms of PTSD. Your alarm systems don't turn off when they need to.
Adrenaline and other chemicals appear to be continually released in people who suffer chronic PTSD. Charney and colleagues are studying the use of beta blockers, given as early as possible after the trauma, to block the release of adrenaline. Other research is looking into medications to block the release of other chemicals, and some scientists are investigating why certain people seem more resilient than others. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.